Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Love is essential. Let's read those verses in 1 Corinthians 13, those first three verses. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. In those three verses, Paul tells believers that if they do not learn to relate to one another in love, whatever else they do, regardless of their spiritual gifts, means little to God or to others. Spiritual gifts were operating in the church at Corinth, but love was not experienced. Selfishness and pride were a major issue, particularly when it came to the functioning of spiritual gifts. Paul was very direct, writing about a virtue that must be at times both tough and tender. This letter was written to a church full of spiritually gifted people who could not get along. So Paul went right to the heart of the problem. Examination of relationships. Stuart Briscoe wrote, human love says, I will love you if. God's love says, I will love you even though. So how do we build and maintain relationships on real love? First, consider relationships without love. Love is the basis, the essence, and the context of a genuine relationship. The apostle points out three truths about relationships that lack love. Relationships without love produce nothing of lasting value. Verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. The church of Corinth was full of proud and divisive people who boasted of their spirituality. At the same time, they were taking each other to court and splintering the congregation. Pretense of spiritual maturity rings hollow if relationships are strained by discord and a lack of love. It says like clanging gongs and cymbals. It becomes painful to hear. A relationship that lacks love produces only disharmony. And then relationships without love become meaningless. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. Spiritual gifts are useless without selfless love. A believer can have amazing spiritual gifts, prophecy, understanding, knowledge, and faith. This would make it easy to assume that person possessed great spiritual maturity. Instead, Paul said that it would be meaningless and adds nothing to that person standing before God or other people. Love matters more than spiritual gifts. As the old saying goes, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And then relationships are worthless if they don't have love. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Words and actions which lack genuine love are of little value, if any. Who cares? And then second, consider the necessity of love in relationships. These verses reveal the emptiness of lives lived without love, regardless of how gifted they are. These verses also teach us the necessity of love in relating properly to one another. Truths about love and relationships. Love requires self-denial. America, like Corinth, is a self-centered society. Relationships deteriorate quickly. The message of our culture is, look out for your best interests. Take care of yourself. Don't let anyone get the best of you. Those who embrace that perspective are not only selfish, but lack a total understanding of the nature of love. God demonstrated genuine love to us, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love provoked self-denial in a decision and an action. It's a decision to focus your attention and affection on someone other than yourself and your interests. It's an action to treat those you love with respect and courtesy. Love reveals spiritual maturity. Our faith should impact the way we relate to one another in the church and in the home. True spiritual maturity is measured by the quality of relationships rather than our giftedness. Here's the question. To what degree do we apply God's word to maintain relationships? Selfless, unconditional love reveals spiritual maturity. Love qualifies sacrifice. The value of a sacrificial action is determined by the motive that prompted it. We often act out of duty, but real love sees service as privilege, not obligation. Love is essential. We need to commit to actively express love in all of our relationships. You have a great day.